Hello and welcome to Experience Share. It's a Pokemon podcast starring me, Luxring.
Luxray.
A.K.A. Tanner Greenring, and I'm joined, as always, by my mustachioed co-host, Ambiposh.
Ambipom. Yeah, I'm trying
it
out.
I did a quick search in the notes for Ambiposh, and I didn't find it anywhere. We've changed note sheets a few times, though. I went back and looked at all of them.
I'm impressed.
Someone call me out.
I didn't know that you were actually doing your research.
Someone call me out if I've used Ambiposh before, and I will quit the show in shame.
Please don't call him out. I can't go on. I think those two are good ones. They're both pretty clean. I don't think
both
I've heard them before.
Volkner's team this week. Lots of boss battles this week.
Wow. This was a leg. I didn't even do all the trainers that I could have because I was just...
Because after that big, long trek, you're just like...
Running out of time. I just beat Volkner mere minutes ago.
Don't like, put more trainers in front of me.
I got to spend another 20 minutes just beating down, just humiliatingly for all these people. I need to kill these fishermen who are just trying to have a few beers, catch a couple of barboach and call it a day. I don't have it in me at this point.
As you know, the world almost ended last week and then we did the gym. So now we have to get back to kind of the world ending stuff.
We couldn't get into Lake Acuity because the grunts there were trying to get, I don't know, I think they were trying to entice Candice to go there. And then the grunts have stepped aside and we go into Lake Acuity and there's pretty much nothing there.
Well, Bad Tanner's there and he's pissing and moaning about losing to one of these Chibi.
Yeah, Commander Chibi.
Like Jupiter or Saturn or whichever Sailor Moon it is.
Yeah.
And then I don't remember who we fight, maybe nobody.
No, I think we just hang out with our rival and Adam Split and Professor Rowan, see him again.
Oh, yeah. There was at one point where I did a double battle with Bad Tanner.
It's later, yeah.
And I did keep apologizing to him because I did keep doing Earthquake and Surf and killing all of his Pokemon.
Yeah, I remember that. I think it's when we get to Spear Pillar, we do one standoff with the Sailor Moons. And I also did an Earthquake immediately on his Munchlax, which is you still got a Munchlax, man? At least he's got a Staraptor.
Got a Stone on that thing?
But so embarrassing, this guy.
That's not here, though. Joshua, we're sort of taunted, I think, by... Commander Mars or Commander Jupiter or whomever
Jupiter?
And says
it doesn't matter,
we're all falling back to HQ and you'll never catch us alive,
it's impenetrable fortress.
Not that impenetrable. All you need is a key card and that's pretty easy to find in the warehouse.
Yeah, I think that one is just on the ground, but then it breaks when you open the door, so you can only access the warehouse in the beginning. And it's bad guy shit.
You did some bad guy shit here?
No, I'm saying they're doing bad guy shit in terms of their hideout.
Yeah, it's all classic bad guy shit. It's it's a compound
shadowy
that's
corridors.
Full of teleporters and corridors and scientists and grunts. And they've all got exactly what you'd expect.
Yeah. Cascoons, Dustoxes, Glammeows. Yep. What's that other one they love? Bronzor and a...
Krogunk,
yeah.
Always in there, mixing it up. Skunky, what's it called?
Stunky. You always call them just literally what the animal is, skunky.
Yeah, oops. Okay, so what are we doing in here?
Well, the warehouse is just an aperitif.
Yeah.
Because eventually your little key breaks in one of the doors and then you're stuck. And if you're me, a mid-30s man, you backtrack 4 or 5 times thinking, wait, what did I miss? And then in frustration, you run back out of there and then you realize, oh, right, you've played this game before and the warehouse is only part of the HQ and you go up to the HQ and then there's a grunt outside. And he tells
you... Why would you ever know this, though? I just happened to luck out on this, and you talk to that grunt, standing by the satellite dish to, trigger this whole, scenario.
Right.
But, why would you ever know that?
No,
and they disincentivize you from ever talking to any of these NPCs, I'll remind you.
And you in particular, yeah. I'm actually impressed that you spoke to that grunt.
Well, I was like you. I was like stuck. I was just like, what do I fucking do here?
Fortunately, it's an easy solve because this grunt is like telling you his sob story about how, I guess, we beat him up at some point earlier on. And then like his partner, I guess it was a double battle. And then the partner moved back to their hometown. And like this guy lost his Clefairy. I think we maybe killed it. I don't know.
We did
so
that.
He's got like nothing to lose. And then he sort of scuttles Reckless. Away. And I guess he either
he's probably going to have a bad night.
Is so disheveled or he just is so devil may care. He leaves like the skeleton key for the entire HQ on the ground. And then Crystal
yeah,
Ball picked it up and
make
sauntered
our way
in
the compound now. Yeah. No issues. No one cares. Well, everyone cares. They all try to stop you.
Except the receptionist doesn't try.
Yeah, there's like six people in the lobby and they're just like, they watch this little boy come in and like hit a key card and open a door. And he's just like, well,
guess they're the like the pencil pushers
ruin this place.
Paper pushers. Is it pencil
next
pushers?
Next time you see me, I will have destroyed your company.
Yeah. Like even if you are just some low level, like bureaucratic, like bozo, shouldn't you care about trying to get that pension? Because you're not going to get it.
Yeah.
The 401k fund's about to dry up because Team Galactic's going down, along with your stock options.
The only thing that really slowed me down was that Hidden Power only has 15 PP.
That's it. You were using Unknown enough that you kept running out of Hidden Power's PP?
Well, and it doesn't hit very hard, you know?
And so it'd be like bad stats.
It would take like, you know, at best two hits.
Yeah.
So you run out pretty quickly.
And Bug's not even particularly effective against their Mon.
Yeah, no. Yeah, when it wasn't effective, it took like eight hits. I was just trying to get him up.
Yeah. I mean, it's aren't you, you're trying to make him your, the fulcrum of Shadow Josh's team.
He's the Mew Killer, yeah.
Everything else falls apart without him.
Mm-hmm. Although I did have to get a new Mew Killer this week as well. Not because I lost Tyrone and Et, but because I had to reintroduce an old Pokemon. Because I did lose a Pokemon. Let's get into the battle at the top of the tower with Cyrus.
Oh, that's it for the HQ. We don't want to talk about
What else happened in there? You just do battles.
We gotta say that we free those Lake Guardians.
Yeah, it happens after you beat Cyrus.
Well, I thought you meant the. There's a couple of towers, okay? Because the Spear Pillar is a tower, arguably.
No.
So you
not
mean
the Spear Pillar.
Top of the Galactic HQ?
He's
yes,
here.
Because I do.
Yeah, yeah.
I do have a couple of comments about.
He gives you a little gift.
The commanders and Cyrus here.
Yeah.
I know we don't want to tread over this ground too much, because I recall when we got really into it in Platinum, there were a lot of like torches and pitchforks that came out from the bug catchers because we complained that we thought that the story was maybe a little convoluted.
Yeah.
It seems to be a little more straightforward, if not worse, but we do learn from Saturn that
you tell me what the story is.
Okay, I'll pitch you on what my understanding is. The three Lake Guardians, Uxy, Muxy,
they've got them held here.
Donner, whatever the other one is. They needed to be captured and then imprisoned in some. The Fly-esque, I just rewatched that
pods.
Great film, pods, in order
pods.
To drain or harvest the energy from the little gems on their heads, their sweet little heads. And then that allowed Cyrus and the corrupt scientist to craft a red chain. I remember the red chain. And then
the red chain
is going to be used to restrain a Pokemon that
in my case, Dialga.
Can create a new world.
So that's what we're here to do, free the lake Pokemon.
Yes.
But first we're going to have to take on Cyrus, crushed him, absolutely embarrassed him.
Oh, it's so embarrassing. I mean, he's the big baddie, and I know that we have one more big fight with him. At least one more? I don't really know what happens after this, because it diverges in the storyline from Platinum. So, anyway, we fight him here. The one trick that he had up his sleeve was when I thought it was going to be over, and I'm fighting his level 40 Golbat, and it was on its last legs. He dropped a super potion on it.
Whoa.
Super
what
potion.
What did that bring him out of, like, the yellow and into, like, the low green?
It brought him out of the red into the yellow. And then I just did another Thunderbolt or Psychic or whatever, and then it was dead.
Yeah,
and then that was it.
Three Pokemon, and then he gives you a Master Ball. It's like, this is great. I'm going to use this to imprison the Pokemon later that you try to imprison.
Yeah. Seems like he
thanks for this.
Probably could have used the kept the Master
just
Ball.
Use the Master Ball.
Maybe use it on that legendary Pokemon that he covets so much.
Yeah, and then we go into the next room, and we have to have another battle, I think, with Sailor Mars.
Beat Saturn up, and then you just press a button and free all the Lake Guardians.
But it's too late. The red chain is like already
crafted,
you know?
Yeah.
So the world's going to end. The only thing left for us to do is climb Mount Coronet and just be there right at ground zero when it does end.
Yeah.
Just what a way to go. Like those people on the top of the Empire State Building in Independence Day.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you already used that reference in this season. But
I know, but that's us.
We just want to watch. We want to at least watch it. Even if we can't do anything, let's at least rage. Yeah.
So I huffed it out to Mount Coronet. You would not believe how long it took me to remember how to get up Mount Coronet.
I don't even think I remembered. This just felt totally
I was like
new.
Wandering around the bottom like level, the like ground floor cave for like 30 minutes, just like fighting gravelers, trying to find a route up this mountain.
Oh, I because we already caught Amon in Mount Coronet months ago at this point. So I ran out of, we don't have max repels yet. I ran out of super repels. I had like 25.
Oh yeah, I didn't even have
it. And I backtracked and then I had to like grind it out. Fortunately, I mean, not in general because it sucks, but Rapidash does have Runaway as its ability. So I just put Rapidash up front so I could run away from everything.
Oh yeah, I had Tyranian Et with the cleanse tag out front. So I was getting fewer of them, but mostly they were just gravelers then.
Yeah, I got confused for a bit because there's like that one part where you can go into the depths of Coronet, and then there's some like grunt who won't let you into a room. And then I think that's something post Elite Four, but it took me a while to remember that.
Like,
and then
he's like asking for a specific type of Pokemon or something. I don't remember, but they like put him right in your path and not the actual way up the mountain, which you have to go like hunting for with like rock climbs and shit.
Yeah, we have rock climb now, and then you bebop and scott all over this thing because there's outsides of Mount Coronet, which I thought was going to be a catchable route, and then I went back to check.
You tried. Yeah.
Well, I checked again this morning, and I was like, oh no, it doesn't call it anything different. So rest in petals to the Medicham that I caught out there.
But eventually, we do make our way to a new catchable area,
Spear Pillar.
But there's a lot happening. We can't just like catch a Pokemon up here and leave, as much as I would love to.
No.
But you know what? That is all we do, ultimately. So we do have to sit through about 30 minutes of cutscenes and battles with the commanders, Mars and Jupiter. I think at this point we're with Bad Tanner.
Yeah, we fight on our own. We have to take care of the self-described two toughest grunts in Team Galactic.
Whoa, Jesus.
And I was like, Crystal Ball's like, all right, she rolls up her robe sleeves, and then what do you know it, they've got the standard issue trash Dustox, Stunky, Glammeow, and Krogunk.
I will say one of those guys nearly took out one of my Pokemon with
the toughest grunts
with Stunky's like butt explosion or whatever it is.
Oh, yeah, last rites or whatever it is.
Yeah. Got someone down to the red.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely no problems. What a team. As I said, Josh, unstoppable.
Yeah.
I promised you and I promised the bug catchers in the last like three episodes, this is the team that's making it to the Final Four. I don't think there's any stopping them. So
I know.
I'm confident.
That's what I was expecting at this point.
Mars and Jupiter, no problem. Cyrus. Cutscene. Here, he's captured. He's warped in Dialga. Mayu, make me barf Pokemon of the week.
Oh, yes. I was just checking yours out because we can kind of just do this as a twofer. Because Joshy's got an You Make Me Barf Pokemon of the Week.
Oh, who?
Palkia.
That's what I would have guessed. They're pretty bad looking in this game. I mean, they're bad looking in all games. They're bad looking Pokemon. But they're really bad looking in this game because they don't... I mean, at least mine, like, just... It was like a cheap animatronic. Like, it just sort of stood there and every now and then would just, like move its jaw a little or something, you know?
Yeah, they, on the overworld, do nothing. They stand yeah. stoically. And I think that the issue is, sure, I don't love both. In general, I do think Dialga is slightly more palatable. But
yeah.
historically, at least, I'm looking at it now, and I think the issue with both of them is that actually 3D is not helping either of them out.
No,
like, if you look
not.
At the sprites from the original games, or you look at even, you know, Black and White, like everything in the past, it was condensed enough and detailed enough that people could think it's cool. But I think now that it's so big and it's 3D and they have to program all these Pokemon and they're just kind of like
yeah.
phoning it in. And it's just, I look at Palkia, like, I don't even know what I'm fucking looking at. And what I see, I don't like.
Like, what is it? What am I? Is it a? Is what type is it?
It's
like
it's water dragon, which I did not remember.
Always dragon.
Yeah, they're often dragon, but like, how is this thing water?
What is mine? What is Dialga?
Steel. That steel makes more dragon. Sense. I can yeah, see yeah. steel. I don't see any water involved with Palkia.
I don't know. This game is nonsense.
I guess we should finish with Cyrus because I have something
yeah,
to say.
Yeah, yeah. So Cyrus is his scheme is hatched. Dialga's here. The red chain is across it. It's in Cyrus's control, and now he is unstoppable. And just then, Uxie Fuxie and Muxie pop in,
yeah.
like eat the chain or something. I don't know. They just like it disintegrates.
They take back their gems.
Dialga's free, and it's like, hey guys. I appreciate your help, but like, I don't know if it's better for Dialga to be like out.
Yeah, like unchained.
That
Dialga
might not be
unchained.
The solution.
Unchained. Yeah.
So I guess it's my
helping?
Job to go in there and to catch the thing. But first, we have to battle Cyrus again.
Can I say one quick thing about his team?
Yeah, please.
Joshy Sweetie was on it, surprisingly. Yeah. Weavile.
Yeah, Weavile's really grown up a little bit, matured into a handsome little Pokemon, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think, I can't remember if I had issued one for Weavile. You know that I've been on a soapbox about Sneasel, which
yeah.
you've come around on, but I think
yeah.
Weavile just, I've always liked it, but I think the 3D has done favors.
Yeah, I think so too. I really liked Weavile when I saw it. And
it's
I,
just
you know
got
what?
Such a sassy little look.
Again, once again, Cyrus's team is a complete joke. Just like super easy to get through, except for one.
No trouble for me.
Yeah, there was one. There was just a little bit of trouble for me.
You had some trouble up here? Stupidly?
Yeah, I was training Tyranionette up. I need
as
to get that
to do.
That F Unown up as high as I can get it, obviously. It still takes two hits to kill things that it's super effective against. And like 10 levels over. And Tyranionette is not invulnerable. Sometimes I need to swap it out when its health gets a little too low, you know? Takes a few too many whatevers.
Yeah,
I'd so
say
I'm
so.
Facing off against Cyrus and Tyranionette and his I've carved off a Pokemon or two of his, and Tyranionette and Gyarados are going at it, and I decide it's time. Let's finish this, you know?
Yeah.
So I pull Tyranionette out of there, take a potion. Hit the bench. Hyenas, Luxray, get in here. Let's just have this over with. You know?
Probably just a one-hit KO. One
Gyarados.
Thunderbolt or whatever. Yeah.
And I do that. I do Thunderbolt or whatever. And instead of dying, Gyarados eats a Whackenberry.
Oh, I remember that Whackenberry. Because I had Mew out, and I used a Thunderbolt, and it didn't die, I think, because of the same berry. This
and
berry I've never even
berry.
Heard of before.
Yeah, I haven't heard it. It sounds like a whack berry, whack ass berry to me.
Yeah, they're good.
the Whackenberry works by if a super effective electric move is being performed on your Pokemon, it first consumes the Whackenberry and then takes 1/4 damage.
Yeah.
Gyarados survived.
That's a hell of a berry. Like, that berry's on the map. Maybe it already was for all you seasoned bug catchers, but not for these podcast titans.
Gyarados hit me with Earthquake. And Luxray died. I have a song. Here it goes.
Can I comment on one thing quickly?
Yeah, if you have to.
Do you... I know you don't have a hat. You've got headphones on.
I'm going to get into the song. The song started, so we'll go right into break after this, okay?
Okay.
I can't hear you. The song is gone. Guess it's true, I'm not good at the matchup math. But I still didn't think it'd be a bloodbath. These fights never seem to go as planned. I don't want you to leave, hyenas, please stand. I brought Luxray with me. Thought he's all I need. This ain't fair, it's clear to see. I brought Luxray with me. Why am I inconsolable? I just let Luxray cook, it's under his control. But he downed a berry of some sort. Cyrus's Gyarados buried him in dirt. I brought Luxray with me. Thought he's all I need. This ain't fair, that's clear to see. I brought Luxray with me. Oh. Rest in petals, Luxray. Hyenas. And rest in petals, you know, we don't do this enough for the ones we lost along the way, but rest in petals to Bidoof, who you lost as well.
Yeah, rest in petals, Bidoof. Yeah. Wow, you had that jinx
I brought
Luxray for a long time.
Ray with me. Thought he's all I need. This ain't fair, that's clear to see. I brought Luxray with me. I brought Luxray with me.
Oh, yeah.
Thought he's all I need. This ain't fair, that's clear to see. I brought Luxray with me.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Joshua, welcome back. Bug catchers, welcome back. This is Experience Shares Pokemon Podcast. We are going into... Well, we've just taken on Cyrus. We've embarrassed him. We've crushed him. And
embarrassed you a little bit because somebody...
Stepping up
someone
to
said
the
that
mighty
they
beast in front
going
of
to lose
here
any more Pokemon for the whole season.
And it is Dialga.
Perhaps it you maybe during the break you took a moment to
and
think
luckily,
about
we still
hubris.
Have that Master Ball that we got from Cyrus back at Galactic HQ.
Uh huh.
So you go into this battle with Dialga and you just toss a Master Ball.
I tried to not use it because I just couldn't remember if I thought I guess Distortion World, unless it comes later and I'm blanking. I assume that was in this, but it seems like that must be a platinum thing. So I was trying to save the Master Ball and then I don't think we get the worm. Rayquaza? I don't think we get Giratina. We never even played Emerald. You always say Emerald. But yeah, I realized that I only had
the big centipede.
12 Giratina.
Yeah.
I realized I only had 12 Ultra Balls left, and I had Mew punching this thing, and then I was like, I can't risk this, and I caught it with a Master Ball also.
Yeah, I caught it with Master Ball. It was like the matchup was like Tyranian Et versus Dialga. And
that's,
I was like, eh.
Not gonna work out.
I was gonna throw the Master Ball.
You've suffered enough losses.
Had to make my way down the mountain with a corpse on my back, like Death Stranding.
Yeah, good.
And on to the city.
Your little baby.
Some stupid city.
Sunny Shore.
Sunny Shore City, yep.
Route 20.
We do have to kind of cross Route 222 first.
Hell of a lot of trainers, like we both said. We both skipped a number of them.
Yeah, on the way in. Well, I was down at Pokemon. And everyone else was kind of hurting at that point.
Yeah, and I was just gunning it, trying to get to the Sunny Shore to beat this leg.
I don't know if you know anything about corpses. I think it's the same in the Pokemon universe as it is the Death Stranding universe. I think those things will just blow up on you.
Oh, I think that's what Crystal Balls read that in her her tomes. Yeah.
So I just had to get this thing down the hill. I did run into a unfortunate Wingull along the way and thought, all right, I guess Wingull's my catch for this route.
Yeah.
I even went into the Soul Link document and typed it in and then went to go catch it and accidentally killed it.
Rest in petals, Wingull. I didn't bother. I was like,
well, don't.
I didn't see anything that was new. So yeah. I never even encountered a Wingull, and in any case, I didn't catch anything, so it would have been dead anyway, if it's any consolation.
Sunny Shore City. It's like cool. It's like a cool, like, place.
Yeah, this is one of the better towns. It's got investing in infrastructure with the elevated walkways, and
They've brought the walkways to life well in 3D. Although I will say there was one point where I was like climbing up Mount Coronet or something, and you have to it was on the way out, even just at the very beginning when you're going up Route 213, when you're going back through Lake Valor, the little town there, you can now use rock climb to get behind everything.
The
people who
Mykonos.
Made the game like didn't make it so that you can actually see the paths, so you just have to like guess where they are and get up there because they're all the paths are like behind houses.
Yeah, that was clever. I did the same thing. It was decent. What was the TM? This is in the lakefront with the, in Crystal Ball's case, burned out 7 stars restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
What's the TM? It was decent. They make you work for it. You have to figure out where these craggy walls are. In any case.
Yeah, you got to really go for it.
Dream Eater. That was it.
Dazzling Beam or something. We get a lot of Dazzling Gleam. We get a lot of good TMs this week, none of which my Pokemon can learn.
Well, one of mine can learn all of them.
Well, one of mine can learn most of them now. Yeah.
Oh.
Let's head into the... Oh, they make you just do this... Yeah, you want to go into the gym, but there's some clown here, and I'm sorry, but he does look like a clown.
He does look like a clown.
His name is something.
One of the Elite Four is here, and he's like greeting you as soon as you get into Sunny Shore.
Flint.
And he's like, Flint is like, oh, you know, it's good that you're here if you're a powerful trainer, because Volkner is really on his last legs. Like, he's out at that lighthouse, and like, I don't know what he's doing at the top of that thing, but like, you got to get over there. He's so depressed. No trainer has been able to give him a good fight in years.
I know.
He just wants to give up.
So they just make you go out there, I guess, to show off their stupid city, because he immediately goes back to the gym for a battle. So it's just like, it's just the fetch questiest of fetch quests. There is a house out here, though, by the lighthouse, Joshua.
Yes, I stopped by there.
Where you can get a Poketch app. The Poketch app you get depends on the nature of the Pokemon you have in the front of your party.
Yeah, or that you pull out of the box.
You roll the dice, what'd you get?
I got calendar app.
Ugh.
Item finder calendar app.
That, is that one useful?
This is like,
start using that at work?
Yeah, I'm putting all my to-dos for work on the calendar app of Poketch. I guess this is like this guy who's out here in this house, like on top of a rock climb hill beyond the lighthouse. This is like when an app developer like farms out all their work to, you know, Poland or Ukraine
offshore.
Or something. Yeah. And they just kind of let him do whatever he wants. And like, maybe he gets a hit. I would not say calendar app is a hit.
Not a hit. No. Yeah. I didn't know that I could like, well, I didn't know. I didn't care enough to switch whatever Pokemon was in the front of my party.
Well, he requests one, I think, daily. I think you can go back.
Oh,
so
maybe I can go back.
Mine
I
wanted
just, like,
a serious nature.
A. Mine wanted quirky, and I got the spinner app, which is,
ooh.
I mean, it's a spinner. But apparently the third app sounds
like
a real
spinner?
Item finder. Yeah, it's like a fidget spinner. It's like a coin spinner.
That sounds more fun than mine.
If you come back with a naive Pokemon, you get the Dot Artist app. And that sounds great. I would love to do some dot art.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Maybe what else?
Next time.
Anything else out here before?
There's a little, I don't know, there's a little farmer's market or something. Not much to say
Bulkner's.
About Sunny Shore.
Let's go back and fight Bulkner.
But first, let's talk about what we brought in there.
I also have some stuff to talk about in the gym, but let's do level check first.
Level check. Should you go first? Because I'm anxious to hear what you might have swapped in for dearly departed Luxray.
Yeah, I was really hoping Route 222 would be fruitful for me and that I could get in there and get something really juicy to add to the team. And instead, I killed a Wingull. Tyrannian et F. Unown, level 55. Chickamauga, Wiz's Cash, level 56. Bronze Disease, Bronzong, level 55. Pluto, Infernape, level 56. Umbrae, the Leafeon, level 61, out of
Jesus.
My control.
Jesus.
She does listen to me. And then welcome back to the team, Chandrasekhar, Jirachi, level 43.
That's what I would do.
The
or
box
you,
is a little
you could
thin.
Bring in Dialga, another steal, but at least you get Dragon.
You just don't want me to lose Jirachi.
Yeah, no, I'm just trying to help out with the type coverage on your team. Get
what
a
do
little
you have?
Dragon in there.
Crystal Ball.
Crystal Ball. Not much to say. Mostly the same spells in her book.
Mm-hmm.
Barkskin Torterra, level 57. Featherfall Staraptor, level 56. Earthball Golem, level 56. Mind Ream Mew, level 57. So we're going to need you to close that Jirachi gap.
Mm-hmm.
Flash Burst, Rapidash, level 56. And then Gothi is now a Honchkrow, level 47. Got a little action this week.
How do you feel about having a Honchkrow?
You gave me, accidentally, I presume, one with a useful nature. It's Adamant, so its attack is actually quite good.
No, I had nothing to do with that. I just grabbed the first Murkrow I could find.
Well, that's that must be, you know, some spell casting that Crystal Ball did to make sure that she got a good one. I haven't used it that much. I only brought it a couple of times, especially because it's totally useless in the gym, being an electric, largely electric gym. But we'll see. I mean, I don't really love. I have two flying types, but so we'll see. Maybe I can think of something interesting to bring in here, but it's at least dark. That gives me something interesting to work with. And that's Crystal Ball's familiar, so she loves it. They are always side by side, follows her around. It's a good look. Her little
that
outfit
sounds lovely.
Plus the Honchkrow.
That sounds it doesn't sound lovely. It sounds like you're being stalked by like a
pretty ominous
like a
looking thing.
A dude who wears a
like
fedora.
Bad omen. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird. It doesn't, you know, Pokemon usually say their name is their cry. And it's not going like Honchkrow, Honchkrow, or something. It goes, M'lady, M'lady, M'lady.
They should do that. That would be very funny if they did that.
Yeah.
I don't know if they have the same.
It's always like bringing its.
They see Honchkrow the same way as we do.
It's always bringing its wing up to like the you know its head trying
it
to like pull
that.
Off its little hat, but it you know then it's like oh well that's part that's of my head.
Sunny Shore gym.
This gym, like the ice one. Wow, did I hate challenges. This? moving the little elevated platforms around with buttons.
They try to trick you.
Yeah,
I'm an intelligent man. I play puzzle games. I play strategy games, and they tricked me.
I got tricked several times.
So you have to worm your way up these little moving platforms by hitting buttons, and sometimes you have to go out and like worm your way back around to hit another button. But eventually, you make your way to my trainer banger of the week.
Wow, trainer banger in here.
School kid Forrester. There's a guy you kind of run into, and on the overworld, he just looks like some chibi idiot, you know, like yeah. Shit. And then he says to you pre-battle in the overworld, "This is the toughest gym in Sinnoh. That's why I'm here, to learn the best battle techniques." And you're like, shit.
Oh, this.
All right.
School kid Forrester is going straight to the top.
Tyrionette survives this, you know?
Yeah.
And then you get in there, and it goes into like battle mode, and it's just some dork. And he throws out a Mr. Mime.
That's it. That's, yeah, like that like, was
even
it.
Even Tyrionette did well against that.
Can you imagine you're this kid who's like trying to be like straight A's, like I'm going to, you know, one day I'm going to take over Volkner's gym. Mm. And then some horrifying creature comes yeah. into the gym, beats you up with an unknown.
F unknown. Yeah, that sucks for that guy. But good bluff. Like, he had me shaking.
Yeah, yeah. I can imagine. I mean, you were already beaten down this week. Could have been.
Well, no, I don't. I was doing fine. My spirits were high. Jirachi back on the team, and he was doing really well in the gym. So, did you? How did you do? Did you have anyone you run into at Sunny Shore Gym that you liked?
Not really. I didn't really want to do a trainer danger, because I'm pretty sure I've done it a few times for the guitarist type. But
yeah, they're creeps. But they keep the banner held high for this game.
The guitarists, when they come out and when they lose, they do a little like almost like how if you try to be sexy and like anything with the mouth is probably not going
to
work out. It's almost like Lin-Manuel Miranda's like terrible little like lip bite thing, except what the guitarists do is they put their tongue out.
Oh, yeah, he does stick his tongue out a little. Like
they're trying to be, like, fun and, like, flirty or whatever, but it just looks...
Meg the Stallion.
It looks very, like, perverted.
Yeah.
I really... Guitarist is one of my most hated types.
Shakes you, it sounds like. Yeah. It really shakes you to your core.
Yeah.
And then we're on to... Well, after some grueling button pushing.
Several trainers, all these buttons, like... Forgetting that you can actually walk under the poles of electricity is how you solve the final one to get to Volkner. But I have multiple ground type Pokemon, so I didn't have any trouble leading up to Volkner. But I will say, Volkner surprised me in one way.
Oh, super potion?
No super. He had a full. I think he used a full restore at one point. It didn't matter by then, but. He opens with a Raichu, and I had Golem up first, I think, obviously. And the Raichu goes first, and it's a surfing Raichu, which is very rare and hard to get. Yeah. So Volkner really, like,
handsome.
Worked at this.
Yeah.
Handsome. So the surf, I was like, oh, shit. Like, I don't remember what this Golem has as its ability. So it could die. Obviously, it was going to be a one-hit KO, but Golem had Sturdy. Fortunately.
Yeah.
So it hung on with one hit point, and then the earthquake killed the Raichu in one hit. But I almost lost Golem here.
I'm going back to see who my Golem... No, it would just be my Golem who gets lost in that transaction.
Oh, so you I'm have a Geodude there, too.
So that's fine.
Well,
Play recklessly with
it. It survived.
Thing. I don't give a shit.
I mean, I had to swap it out after that, and then I ran Torterra and Mew for the rest of it.
Yeah, Volkner...
He does have, like, a diverse... team. He's not all electric.
He's pretty interesting, I guess. He's got who's he got?
Raichu, Ambipom,
Octillery
and Luxray. Yeah. I mean,
Octillery
I like seeing that.
Obviously
Octillery.
Ambipom's like unique, but it's not interesting. It's awful.
And it has Thunderbolt somehow, the Ambipom.
What was I gonna say about his team? Oh, so he talks all this shit about like I'm the eighth gym leader. Like, no one even makes it out here. I haven't had a challenging gym battle in so long. I'm so bored out here. And then I literally beat him with a level 41 Jirachi. Yeah. Like, just like.
That's all that you were doing against
through.
Them?
Yeah, just stormed through fuck? Them with my level 41.
See,
garage.
That's dicey. Level 41 is.
Oh, I know.
Multiple levels below all of them.
I even put in the notes, don't tell Josh how fast and loose I've been playing with this Jirachi while I'm leveling it.
It's like you want my Mew to die.
Well, it knows Wish. So it's like, it always just like, if things seem dire, I can just do Wish. And then, like, I just need to survive one hit. And usually I can. And so far I have.
Okay. I don't so, love it. But yeah, well, that's there the are team. No other. No problems.
And I beat him. Crushed him. And now we're on to the Elite Four, I think, right?
Elite Four is
my
next.
My badge case is full. I'm out of space. I'm going to have to start feeding these things to Pokemon. See what it does.
Elite Four.
Yeah, let's get up there. I don't know. I've met, like, at least two of them so far. Cynthia, now Flint. Have we met more than that?
No, I don't think so.
So... I know what's ahead of me with Cynthia, and I'm not afraid. I'll say that. What's good against dragon?
Ice. Fairy, although fairy doesn't really help us in this situation.
I don't have that. Anything else?
Dragon.
Is a type ever super effective against itself?
Yeah, right?
I don't know.
They're effective against themselves.
Super effective.
Yeah.
All right, Joshua, let's get out of here. Bug catchers, that was our entire route this week. It was we managed to talk about it in like whatever it's been, 45 minutes. It took a long time.
I feel like it took probably six at least.
So I'm really hoping next week's journey up Victory Road into the Elite Four is less punishing. And I still maintain that I I'm very confident about my team. I don't think that I'll have any losses, and I'll carry through to the end of the game with no more losses.
But you already, the seal's already broken. It doesn't matter anymore. You already said that you wouldn't, and you did. So,
all right, Joshua.
Maybe
thank you for joining
I almost
me.
Was going
my
to
name
say
is Lux Ring, and
that
I'm
I wouldn't
joined
lose
as always
anymore,
by
I'm
my co-host Ambi Posh. Please do rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts and do follow the show everywhere that you follow podcasts and do follow us at EXPSharePod on X and
Instagram
and Threads. And
did we open a Threads? I didn't. Oh, and also check out the subreddit. reddit.com/r/bugcatchers. Have some fun over there.
Play along and join the level checks each week. They're so much fun. Everyone tells like a little story about their team and their
yeah, I love it.
Exploits. It's great. We should just like start reading those on the show.
We
so
should
fun.
Start doing that. Yeah. We'll start doing that. We'll highlight the trainers of the week in the level checks from the subreddit from time to time. Not right now, though, because we have to
merch.
Go, and you should go to expsharepod.com and buy some merch also.
Chip, chip, cheerio, pip, chip, pip, chip. Goodbye, Alola.
Cheerio, Alola, smell you later.